Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash the like button the way that female high school teachers smash their students, so this video reaches a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number one, here's what it's like when women say let's take it slow physically, but let's take it fast financially. Remember everyone, that if money actually grew on trees, women would smash monkeys, or they would just get some simp to shake the tree and collect the money for themselves. If you're rich and dating women, make sure to hide your wealth until you find out if she's attracted to you or not. You can seal the deal with the wealth. Just don't marry her, or you could lose it all. Up next, now women are trying to make it socially acceptable for women to make false allegations. Mel says that women who falsely accuse men of rape are legends. A guy gets back to her and says that women who falsely accuse men deserve to go to prison. They do, but they rarely go. It's usually only 30 days in jail. The only thing women making false allegations are doing is making it harder for actual victims of rape to come forward. Number three, the majority of conservatives in Canada are supposedly sick and tired of immigrants. That's not true. They're just sick and tired of the wrong types of immigrants. Usually those wearing turbans and not wearing deodorants. My father came to Canada back in the 1960s, and even back then, conservatives didn't like immigrants from Eastern Europe. If they had their objections back then, for white immigrants, imagine how they would react with all the Jeets coming in today. Moving on, here's what girls on Instagram or even dating apps are like. They think that we won't notice they airbrush themselves into oblivion. This isn't accurate though, because the image on the right needs to be at least 20 to 30 pounds lighter. Whenever I see women doing this to their pictures, or when I see a single tattoo on their bodies, I immediately swipe to the left. Women doing this on their profiles don't even know that they've gone too far for some reason. Number five, if a rich man is called a sugar daddy, then what is a poor man called? It's a trick question. Poor men are never called unless, of course, they're male models or criminals. In that case, such a man would be known as a trophy husband. But seriously, maybe we can call him Splenda Daddy or Sugar Free Daddy. Or how about just plain old alone or single? Up next, this woman says that we're all Muslims. How can she be this dumb? We definitely aren't, and if she's a Muslim, then why isn't her head covered? We would all be Muslims if Muslims had their way. They won't stop short until everyone on the planet is either converted to Islam or is under their service. Fortunately, I don't believe they have the IQ to conquer the world, but it doesn't stop them from trying. Islam was great during its golden age until they were conquered and became more warlike instead of intellectual and cultured. Number seven, this should be a crime. AI's making ugly women look good and then allowing them to go out and catfish guys. If you see that amount of makeup, if you see that amount of fake-up and filters, and you still fall for it, then you deserve to be with the women on the right. This is like going home with $100 in your pocket and then waking up with 50 cents. The picture on the right looks like a dude in drag that's eyeballing you so he can rob you. Moving on, these two women from Canada are in trial for first-degree murder. After the boy they tried to adopt was starved to death. He was only 12 years old. These are the type of man-hating feminists that live half an hour away from me. The evil stepmother only used to exist in fairy tales. Looks like this boy ended up getting two of them. There are plenty of straight couples out there waiting to adopt children. They should have given them priority over these alphabet people. Number 9, looks like diversity our greatest strength strikes again. Driving around Toronto, Canada, I feel like this. I live in a commercial area and it's mostly Jeets driving around big trucks. And either they drive too fast in the slow lane, or they're in regular vehicles, and oftentimes they drive too slow in the fast lane. Then just before the light changes, they speed up and everyone behind them is stuck. It's almost as if they're doing it on purpose, or are just oblivious to the rules of the road. Up next, here's a picture of what the left thinks that Trump is going to do to the White House. From what I can tell, that's a definite improvement. People also forget that President Truman had the entire White House gutted. But I suspect the only reason the leftists are outraged by this is because one of the late-night talk show funny men told them to be upset, and their NPC brains took the programming and ran with it. To be honest, though, golden skyscrapers are kind of tacky. Number 11, El Salvador's president, Nayib Bukele, calls the new UK digital ID the mark of the beast. Actually, he's not that far off, considering that people won't be able to have a job if they don't get it. I'm seriously considering moving to El Salvador. Bukele got the crime rates down and is building a Bitcoin nation. He also just changed the term limits for presidents down there, so he's going to be in power for a very, very long time. The rest of the world should be emulating Bukele's success. Moving on, here's the typical No Kings protester, Cuck and his wife. Why is it that so many liberal men have this fantasy of watching their wives get slammed by other, stronger males? Also, why do so many of them have such terrible tattoos? It's not like Trump can have more than two terms unless maybe there's a world war, or some kind of an emergency. And even after that, he's got to give the power back. It's not like he's going to go all Emperor Palpatine on us. Number 13, here's what much of Europe looks like these days. How long before the boy in the back tries to grape her? I'm convinced that there has to be a rational explanation for this. I think the elites are allowing the Muslims in to stir up trouble so that people don't rise up against the elites. That instead they would rather there be a civil war in Western countries than actually people target them and try and take their wealth away. Up next, breaking news. Now that Trudeau and Katy Perry are a couple, the latest fake news has him being pregnant. You just know that if humans could actually choose which gender would have a baby, this would happen. This has to be the oddest couple I've ever seen. Then again, I think we've all seen this before in The Astronaut's Wife. And in case you're wondering what the child will look like, here's my best guess. A baby astronaut in blackface following in the footsteps of his parents. Number 15, meanwhile in France, the Louvre Museum's first female security chief, hired by the first female director, becomes the first woman to lose the French crown jewels. At least she made history. The suspects are in custody, but it looks like the crown jewels will be lost forever. The museum's director hired her because she's her girlfriend in this security role. This is what we call a DEI masterpiece in the manosphere business. Moving on, would you smash this woman even though she's wearing this Homer Simpson dress? She looks perfect for me. Super busty and curvy and cute. The only thing I'm worried about is that she might be a sourpuss. Homer looks like he's living every man's dream and nightmare all at once. Number 17, what does this couple mean to you? He tells her that she's the most beautiful person when she's all dolled up, and even when she looks like a slob. To me, it means that he's wearing his rose-colored love goggles, and that he doesn't see her for what she really looks like, but blinds himself about her with his emotions. Also notice that she's not fat. Ladies, remember not to be obese if you want to land and keep a man. Women don't love unconditionally, but they still want to be loved unconditionally. Up next, if humans lost the ability to lie, what industry would fail first? I say politics. But the correct answer is the industry of marriage. It's probably the most important one for women. It's the one way the majority of wealthy women make their fortunes. If they couldn't lie about loving you, then most men would end up going their own way. As for politics, we need an AI to run the government based on the model of the US Constitution. Number 19 is another G truck driver that caused a fatal crash. He was in the United States illegally and got his truck driving license in California. So once again, gruesome Newsom has blood on his hands. Is anyone really surprised that this keeps on happening? He probably failed his driving test and bribed the instructor for his license. I heard he failed 10 times. This also happened in Ontario, California. At first I thought it said Ontario, Canada, because we end up getting a lot of this here as well. Moving on, in the new Avengers Doomsday, there won't be any Captain Marvel or Ironheart. That's great news, but it's most likely gonna flop. Apparently no She-Hulk either. It's Brie Larson's fault that she's not in it because she offed her acting career due to her toxic motor mouth. Brie also looks like she thinks she's better than everyone else. Unfortunately, Pedro Pascal is still in it, so that's all it takes for me to stop watching it. Number 21, Heather Graham is 55 years old and still looks good. How does she seem to age like fine wine? And I've confirmed that she still looks this good. At first I thought the picture on the right was just taken in the early 2000s. Judging by her skin, she stayed out of the sun. Other things that slow aging include anti-inflammatory foods, exercise, staying fit and thin, good sleep, and a low-stress lifestyle. All things most people can't afford because they aren't multimillionaires. Up next, here's the danger of moving in with a wayman. This man in DC says it took him 6 years to evade his ex, who never paid rent. This is the kind of nonsense you have in our society when most of the laws are made by democrats. I hope he wasn't living his roommates with her for that whole time period. The reason it took so long, though, is because she claimed common law marriage status and made multiple appeals. His legal expenses alone were over $100,000. Number 23, when women say they want a tall man, here's the real reason. Because odds are, they've been banging tall men before, and they've already been stretched out. It's like an elastic. Except for women, when they stretch it out, it doesn't always bounce back to the original size. Also, just because he's big doesn't mean his schwing-schwang is. Also, just because she's a short girl doesn't mean that she doesn't have a vagina that's 8 miles wide, like the song. Moving on, people are wondering when dressing like this in public became normal in Western society. I think it started about 5 years ago now. Now I see 16-year-old girls like this at the mall here in Canada all the time. girls have to compete with every guy's corn device and every guy's pockets. So this is just showing me that they're desperate for attention. Remember, guys, here's the difference between how slutty women dressed in 1991 and how decent girls dressed 20 years later. Number 25 in the last one, here's a dating coach to charge men $7,000 to teach them to get married, and meanwhile she was dating a married man who refused to marry her. Actually, she wasn't even dating and engaged to the billionaire. She was just a side chick for booty calls. Her name is Sadia Khan, and she told everyone that she's a psychologist, but she doesn't even have proper credentials. Remember, guys, take advice from the fisherman and not the fish. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal Subscribestar links. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.